Hey, this is Matt Rosenberg, and you're listening to The Night Nerd.
Welcome to The Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we have been celebrating Assassin's Creed Odyssey. It came out. I've had it for a while now. I got it before everybody else because, well, we all know I'm a sucker for the special editions. If you go to our YouTube channel, just look for The Night Nerd. We did an unboxing of the... It's not the biggest edition they had. It's a Spartan edition, not the Pantheon edition. The Pantheon edition had the mercenary statue in it also. The Spartan just has the Alexios statue. So it's awesome. Definitely go and check it out and see. Let me know what you think and what edition you got. But yeah, this week we've been talking ancient Greece, Hercules, Heracles, Assassin's Creed, a lot of really cool things, and it's worth it because this game is really, really cool. I'm not too far in. I'll be honest with that. I'm not very far, but I can already tell that the sheer size of this game, there's so much to do. Probably maybe even too much to do. It does look like there's going to be some grinding and things just to level your character up because, you know, you have the skill tree back, which it actually has three different branches it kind of focuses on. There's the hunter, which works on your archery, the warrior, which is, you know, how you fight and stuff, and then assassin, of course, which is your stealth. And you look, like I said, to be able to level up and do some really cool things. I can't wait to really just dive into it and see what all it has to offer. It's really neat. But a little background on this, on the game and the gameplay and stuff. This one is real big on the RPG, more so than even Origins was. You go through, there's dialogue options, you have branching quests, so, you know, depending what you do here, it'll put something over here, we'll put something over here, and so on and so forth. Even to the point where this game has multiple endings, which I love and hate multiple endings because I want to see all the endings, but if it means I'm going to have to put in, you know, 60 plus hours for every ending, that's where YouTube comes in and I watch somebody else's ending. It's really neat. You know, you from the get-go, you get to pick your character, like whether you're male or female, whether you're Alexios or Cassandra, and you can have... like relationships with NPCs, and that's kind of interesting. I'm curious to see how that's going to play out and to what lengths it's going to affect the game, or if it's just going to be, you know, you got to quote, you got hoes in different area codes. So we'll see. I don't know, because there is like a notoriety system, and that's what makes me wonder, you know, if everything you do plays into that. Because a lot like in, I think Red Dead Redemption handled it the best. Is the best notoriety system. But if you're killing people and stealing things, these mercenaries are going to come after you and try to kill you. And I haven't had to deal with one yet, but I don't think it'll be fun. But if you're good and stuff, you can team up with the mercenaries because they brought back naval combat like we had in Assassin's Creed Black Flag, which is a lot of people, including mine, like one of the best entries of the series. But yeah, you go out in the Aegean Sea and it's Athens and Sparta fighting, and the mercenaries will actually give you some of their contracts to take down different factions and different stuff like that. So it's pretty neat. I think it's gonna be cool. They also brought back like that hitbox combat system where, but now you have four different special skills. So as you're fighting and comboing blocks and not getting hit, that ability bar of yours is going to fill up. And when it's filled, you can like call down arrows, like just a massive amount of arrows. You can do the 300 kick that knocks them off balance, and a few other things. Like a lot of the more recent Assassin's Creed, they've also brought back the gear and armor system. This one is more in tune with how it was in Origins, though, where it's just all sorts of stuff, and you gotta grind and do this and find this thing, but then you break down four of them to build a better one and blah blah blah, and you know how it goes. So yeah, this game is just huge, and I don't know what I'm getting into, but I'm excited. I think it's gonna be interesting. It's beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. That's one thing that I cannot argue. On the 1X and on the 4K TV, it is stunning. Especially the cinematics and things are just super, super impressive. They say that it's about a 40-hour game, which that's not too bad, you know. That's a good amount. Then I'm excited to see what kind of Easter eggs, both to the franchise and to Greek mythology, are there. They always do a pretty good job with those, so I'm excited about this game. Like, I want to go and play right now, but I'm not going to. Yeah, it's going to be good. And that's really it for today. Kind of a short show, just because I'm not too far into the game. Spider-Man, man, took a lot of my time, and it was amazing and wonderful, and there needs to be another one sooner rather than later. But so yeah, that's gonna do it for us today. Let us know if you're playing the game, how far you are, and what you like in the comments below here on SoundCloud or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're out there, we're everywhere. Love to hear from you. Just drop us a line. But otherwise, that's gonna do it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. If you're a polytheist